Okay, I'll go ahead and call to order the meeting on September 10th. Wasatch Charter School at 7:45 p.m. Let's go around and do roll call since we're not all on video. So Kara, do you mind if we just start?
Sure. Kara Salisbury, Administrative Director.
Emily Merchant, Executive Director.
Ann Johnson, Board Member.
Jennifer Swain, Board Member.
Heidi Winston, Board Member.
Rachel Buchanan, Board Member.
Melissa Frisch, Board Member.
Lynn Spataro, Board Member.
Tricia Sullivan, Director of the Wasatch Family Foundation.
Megan Holden, Board Member.
Peter Westman, Board Member.
McLean Gollin, Board Member.
Sherry Jones, Board Member and Chair. All right, I believe we have two agenda items, two motions today. Can someone remind me of the first one?
The first one is the ESSER plan, yes, which is a spending plan for some of the money that we're getting for COVID relief. And that's a very detailed spending. We've gotten three rounds of ESSER funding. The first time we had no application to submit. The second one was like three lines. And then the third one was what I said to you. Yeah, are there any questions we can talk about it? Otherwise, we just need board approval to be able to submit it next week.
Do I have a motion? Oh,
I know we are. We are members, but do we technically need to check for conflicts of interest?
Oh, yeah, right. We should. I'm sorry. Yep. Are there any conflicts of interest to declare? Okay, the record can note there are none. Now, and thank you for sending that the plan over. That was robust reading. Is there a motion to approve the ESSER plan as provided?
I move we approve the ESSER plan as provided.
Thank you, Peter. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Melissa. There's a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Vote was unanimous. Approved. Is this your first board meeting? You were
nominated. I was at the last board meeting, but I don't think I was a board member at that point.
Did he get voted in last board meeting? Was it an effective vote in?
I think it was after the meeting.
After the meeting? Okay. So the bylaws for the first two meetings, you abstain or you're non-voting. So we'll note then that Mac. It was still unanimous, but okay. And the second agenda
item? The second agenda item, it's going to be really tricky because I'm going to make Kara talk about it while she's typing. We just need to approve a lease for a coffee machine. It's really exciting. But Kara got the bids and can tell you about what she recommends on which company we should go for coffee. It exceeds our threshold of meeting bids.
Because of the work, it's roughly around $600 per month for the lease price, and that goes over 5 years, so pricing. So we did bids from Les Olson Company, which is who we have had for 5 years, that's who our copiers have been through. And then the other bid that I got was from Automated Business Products, which is another Salt Lake company. Automated Business Products came in at about,
$125 less a month than Les Olson.
Mm-hmm. Les Olson exclusively deals with Sharp copiers and printers. I'm not really sure why. Our Sharp printers and copiers have been okay. They do get pretty regular maintenance though, where we have to call Les Olson and have them come in. Automated Business Product deals with, I don't know, five or six different brands of copiers. The one that was recommended to us by the sales rep who came in and looked at the volume of copies that we do, because you know your copy machine keeps track electronically of how many pages you're doing per month and all that. So she looked at the volume and our needs and recommended a company called Kyocera. It was one I had never heard of before. But she, have you heard of it? Have you used it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't
know.
I was trying to remember where I, but yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Kyocera.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have never heard of it before. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the brand that she recommended to us. She said that she likes it because they are actually a printer company that is still innovating in the world where, you know, printing is going away.
Who will make the last printer?
Anyway, so she said she likes the technology of them, said that they're still innovating and putting a lot of budget into research and development, which most companies are not, into printers and copiers. Anyway, I was open to trying something new because, I mean, between the price difference of, you know, being over $100 less per month on the lease price, and the fact that we have had, like, really regular issues with
our coffee. Karen and I were like, I don't think there's been a week since school opened that we haven't had to have our coffee machine serviced. And so we're willing to go with, like, maybe a slight improvement on that.
So what's the recourse with this other company that, you know, you're signing a 5-year lease? Can we swap out this brand for a different brand if it's not meeting expectations?
You know, I didn't ask that question. I mean, so they do address, you know, that just within the first 30 days, if you're not happy, you can get out of your lease generally. Mm-hmm. But so we talked about that, but I didn't ask about swapping, like if we stay with them, with another company, if we could swap to a different brand. I would think that we have some leverage to do that, but I mean, they do, like I said, they deal with several different, at least, you know, it's not like Les Olson where it's only the one brand, no matter what. So.
I would say Les Olson's defense, they do manage to fix it every time they come out.
Yeah. They just come along.
And the maintenance is included, I assume,
yeah,
in the police price.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can call them every
time. Yeah, yeah, they can come. They come a lot.
And not
it is too. Like, I don't know, we had the last copier we had at Rome's, like it was all the time somebody was out there, and this last one I was just remembering, like, oh, I remember, I like knew the guy. Like, I don't know the guy because it doesn't, but it's not a brand related thing. I think it's just a newer copier or something, so it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah. And what we are getting would be a higher volume copier than we have in the newer one, so there's like a whole upgrade happening in the process of the new lease too.
And it's fixed cost pricing, it's not volume scaling.
Right.
I would say my agreement with Les Olson, we are office out of contract, do the same thing. Like I come for man.
Did you bring lunch? We leased a Kyocera and we were super happy with it. It had a lot of functionality that we didn't even take advantage of. Like if you want to give each teacher a code and so that you can track by class or by department, any of that, it was a great machine. It had a lot more functionality than our little Lenin at school could
That's great.
That's good to hear.
But it was great. It was great quality too. It was really good quality printing because it was a really, it was just a good solid copier.
We've had more conversation about copiers than we've had on any purchase we've made in a long time. So we recommend the new copiers.
Automated business product.
Yeah.
So is there a motion?
I'll motion to recommend the, what's the name?
Automated business product.
Automated business company, new contract 5 years with the copier.
Heidi, will you second that? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passes you.
Did we need to approve the August meeting minutes in this meeting?
We can do that. Do I have a motion? Or well, have people had a time? If you haven't had a time to review them, then we can do that at the next board meeting. Have people, did anyone come prepared for that? Let's table that and we'll do that at next board meeting. Meg, if you will just remember to get that on there. But okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Anne. Do we have a second? Thank you, Lynn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes.
I think that was 10 minutes, y'all.